So we need to have it. Is that fine? Great. I'm not being filmed, so no. Oh, you're the only people who have to put up with this talk. the camera's not working, so if there's any camera genius here, please rush up and sort it out for us. If not, I shall start. So, yes, the Earth is going to be shaken and reshaped utterly. The three great resets are to come to this Earth, and the first two in the next few years. One may even be very shortly. We are in the throes right now of the first reset. That's even what the people organising it call it. It means global government, one world religion, all electronic, buying and selling, control of education, the rewriting of history, abolishing sexual differences and genders, controlling all means of expression and much else. And of course, much of this is already well underway or in place. Some of us get censored all the time, actually, and people I know have to go under different names on the internet so that they get under the radar. Friends of ours are barred from Facebook because they're trying to tell the truth about vaccines and so on. We call it fake book. So things are actually moving very fast towards total control of the world population, which will then be handed over to Antichrist, the man of sin who's waiting in the winds to take over. The second reset will be the Lord's, when he returns in wrath and glory as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And then for 1,000 years, the world will be at peace, including all nature in the millennial reign. Everything will be peaceable. It'll be wonderful. It'll be like the Garden of Eden all over again on a big scale. The third reset, the most dramatic of all, is at least 1,007 years away, when the Lord creates a new heaven and earth, and the golden city, our true home, comes down from heaven for us to live in forever and praise the Lord forever. This is how my eldest daughter painted it. This is a print of the paint, the golden city, which will be our home forever. The world is being reset right now. Satan is using technology to change the whole ethos of the planet, from religion to finance to education. Got hold of all those things, you've got hold of the world. And children are especially targets. I couldn't believe this. I got this week from the Berean Call. Catholics now are among the main gender benders in the world. You wouldn't believe it, would you, really? This is DePaul University. It's the largest Catholic university in the United States. Now, when you go in as a student, you're offered 9 different gender identity options. What gender would you like to be? So this is their statement, actually. In addition to the legal gender, students may also include a gender identity. The Student Association says students can choose male. I don't even understand most of these. Male, female, I understand that. Intersex, non-binary, transgender male, transgender female, cisgender. Goodness knows what that is. Maybe they smoke a lot of cigarettes. Unspecified, and I do not wish to self-identify. All these choices are given to really confuse these poor kids as they go in, aged about 19 or 20, to be thoroughly confused and mistaught and misguided and sent out into the world with all kinds of strange thoughts in their heads. It's an utter disgrace. Mind you, the Catholic Church has always been an utter disgrace, but it's getting worse if that were possible. Got a chapter on it in our book. If you haven't got it, get it. It's quite revealing, actually. This is the man who's heading the World Economic Forum. He founded it, and this is what they will now do. All the movers and shakers of the world are involved with the World Economic Forum, the leaders, the business people. And this is what he says, Klaus Schwab. He said, "The pandemic is a wonderful opportunity, represents a rare but narrow window to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world." A lot of these people have said over a number of years, never waste a good crisis or never let a good crisis go to waste. They will impose their will in the guise of being helpful, and never mind the government being helpful. They're not very helpful at all at the moment. This is their headquarters in Switzerland, the World Economic Forum. In 2020, they hosted some of the top global elites. This is government leaders, business leaders, activists, etc., and announced their proposal to reset the global economy. This is what they said. They're pushing for a reset of capitalism to have a cohesive and sustainable world. Beware of the world, the word sustainable. A lot of horrors are behind it. Satan, who is behind the push for world government, hates capitalism. because it involves freedom. He prefers the opposite, which is bondage. This is what their forum states. There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis, an entirely manufactured crisis, by the way. To improve the state of the world, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. I've got a complete transcript of when they started this COVID crisis. It was 3 months before anyone had heard of COVID. It was in the Cornell University in New York in October of 2019, masterminded by Bill Gates. So that's where it all started, before it even had COVID released on the world. It was planned. It's a plandemic. The Bible suggests that the black horse of the four horsemen represents coming economic turmoil, mainly in the tribulation, but we are in the run-up to it. We're not going to escape a lot of the trouble. We'll escape the worst of it, the worst time in the history of the world, but things are going to get worse quickly, I believe. Sorry to be so dismal, but we should know that this does lead up to the soon coming of our Lord, so we should be glad in a way. Debt and economic chaos are casting a shadow on the last days of the church age. The new COVID economy doesn't help. The Antichrist will come in and solve the problem by wiping out all debt and offer solutions to a desperate world. When people are broke, when people are out of work, when their businesses are all bankrupt, and when there's no food, they will go for a strong man to solve their problems. It won't be even difficult for him. But we are delivered from the wrath to come. This is the good news for believers. We won't have to experience the horror of the Antichrist and his kingdom. We're never told to watch for the Antichrist. Rather, we're told to look for Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10. We are assured that we, who are believers, are waiting for Jesus to return to deliver us from the wrath to come. Revelation is scary unless you are saved. It's full of good news for believers, but not for the rest of the world at the moment. Revelation 19:9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God. Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is a statement in Revelation that prophecy is vitally important. That's why none of the church that's out there teaches it, for some reason best known to them. They don't understand it. They're not taught it in seminaries and Bible colleges, so they don't teach it. Oh, it's all happened. What nonsense. Time is short, and we should be ready, and this is what we've got to get out to the world. The consequences of our response is what demands our attention. That is, we are on the threshold of the scenario described in Revelation 13. This emphasizes to all who have eyes to see and ears to hear that the removal of the church is indeed imminent. We escape the wrath to come. The rapture of the church is close. It could be this year. I'm not saying it is, but it could well be, the way things are moving fast. The true church is in the departure lounge. That's the good news. Nothing in history has lent itself to the debut of Revelation 13 verse 16, like the international response to this virus. The world is becoming one at incredible speed. The 7-year Great Tribulation is not started by the rapture. It can happen a year or two after that. But by the signing of a 7-year peace treaty between Antichrist and Israel. That's in Daniel 9 verse 27. And as the world is falling apart, it's also coming together, huddling together for mutual comfort. And what should we do? Oh, the World Health Authority will tell us what to do. Through multi-faith moves, all roads are going to be leading to God, or rather a God of some of their own imagination. The worldwide desire to wipe out Israel and then all Jews, and it's increasing in intensity in places where there are lots of Jews, like New York. The collapse of morality and moral certainties. There's no more right or wrong. Just your opinion is as good as anyone else's. Just opinions. That's not what the Word of God says. The claim that there is no normal, that you can be any sex you choose, which is obviously arrant nonsense. There are only global solutions. This would probably be classed as hate crime. That's probably why it's not being recorded. Save me from jail, you know. I wouldn't care particularly. The end times world is being constructed before our eyes. The Antichrist system doesn't appear overnight. It's been planned for a long time. In fact, ever since Satan deceived Eve in the garden. Today, it's aided by bad preaching in most churches. Where are the dire warnings against ungodliness in our schools, in our society? The deception the Lord warned about in Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, wastes the time of believers and it prevents the lost getting saved. Well, that's not what I think. It's not your opinion that matters. It's what the Lord says. Never before has the whole planet been scared into blind obedience and draconian passports issued in some countries so people can buy, sell and move about. Most people have never checked to see if their government's advice makes scientific sense, which I can assure you it does not. Satan's big weapon is distraction. Satan would corrupt humanity, bending mere mortals to serve him rather than their heavenly Father, and so build his own utterly evil global empire upon their subjugated backs. So what strategy does Satan employ in his attempt to reach his goal of establishing his global empire and get all the praise that he wants? He thinks he should be praised, not God. He continues to follow the same strategy he used in the Garden of Eden, and his number one goal is to distract. The first step in Satan's nefarious bid to steal the earth from mankind began by distracting God's children and sowing doubt in their minds about God's truth. Did God say? Yes, he did. People today scoff at Bible prophecy. Oh, that's all happened. AD 70, wasn't it? Just as the Bible predicted. Everything that happens, the scoffers, that's predicted. I really love this, actually, in 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. In the last days, which we're in, scoffers will come. The Lord returning, oh, don't be ridiculous. Where's the promise of his coming? The mockers are here, one of many indicators that these are the last days. And I love this one, actually. Weapons of mass distraction, all the electronic devices that people go by looking at with an attention span of about 10 seconds, you know. Few people spending hours a day on social media are aware that the current whole world is being utterly changed, reset. And Bible prophecy is coming true at unprecedented speed. Their minds are not on anything serious, most of them. There are exceptions, obviously. Generation Y were born between 1980 and 1998. And then Generation Z, born from 1999, they all endure the pains of tech neck, staring down all their lives at mobile devices. Actually, the chiropractor used to treat me until my back got put right. He said, The young people today, the teenagers, and he was talking about mainly, and the young 20s, I suppose, he said they're going to have the most tremendous back pain problems and so on because they spend their life like this, hunched. He said, they need to stand up and breathe and stretch. But anyway, this, I love this picture, actually. A visit to the museum wouldn't be complete without smartphones to learn important facts, like what you're doing. That's about the sum total of what they talk about. And again, I love this one too. So-called vaccine passports were a step along the way. In Israel, they barred anyone without the right certification from most aspects of life. Very generously, they allowed our family to buy food in very small shops, nothing over a certain size, only a little tiny shop they were allowed to go out and buy food. A distracted generation can't easily think critically. You find this all the time. A great price has been paid psychologically for these endless distractions. The Pew Research Center found that 90% of teachers surveyed said digital technologies were creating an easily distracted generation with short attention spans. And a son found this at Sky News when he was trying to hire some young people. He said their attention span is about 15 seconds. You can't get a day's work out of them. I advised him to hire another applicant who was a 55-year-old woman who said, you'll get a day's work out of her. So in a common sense study, 71% of teachers surveyed said they thought technology was hurting attention spans somewhat or a lot. 60% said online distractions hindered their students' ability to write and communicate in person. That's certainly true. If you actually speak to someone going by a house, a bungalow, lots of people walk by every day and say, hello, how are you doing? Good morning. You don't get a reply. If you communicate with them, you have to do it online, you see. If I sent them a text, they probably read it. Anyway, it hurts the critical thinking and homework skills. That's why they're so easily deceived. A lot of the world is easily deceived. This ever-connected generation, excuse me, is losing in-person human relationships, causing the Gen Zs to find themselves increasingly homebound, jobless, lonely, dislocated, lethargic, physically weakened, depressed, taking prescription painkillers, and even 35%, this is a sad thing actually, 35% more likely to commit suicide than previous less technical generations. When I was talking to one of the frontline doctors in Dallas earlier this year, he said that doctors have noted that suicides have gone up in the last year 30% in America. That's a heck of a lot of suicides. Young people are not thinking there's no hope, jump off a cliff. And I know how they feel, but there was a stage in my life when I felt like doing it, so I understand very well. 666, the mark of the beast. This is it in the backdrop, in the picture of the United Nations meeting here. You can just see the last bit of the three sixes. 666. And here's another illustration I got. It's not the mark, and it wouldn't be on their shoulder anyway, but it's a precursor. Nothing in history has pointed to Revelation 13, verse 16, like the international response to the virus. So there we go. All who have eyes to see and ears to hear know that the removal of the church is indeed imminent. The mark of the beast, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Revelation 13, verses 17 to 18. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. And here is Microsoft's new patent application. By sheer coincidence, no doubt. I don't believe in coincidences. It's number 06. It ends in 060606. So there we are. Thank you, Bill. Very useful. When I tried to actually send this, I think I've told you this before, it kept being blocked, by the way, when I tried to send it, Microsoft's new patent. It bounced back as spam all the time. So I thought, well, Microsoft can help me here. And I put it on a Word document, send it out, and I just had the title, An Interesting Document, and that got through. It wasn't spam anymore. Thank you, Bill. Very useful. So what's the chronology of end times events? To travel or trade, will we have to take the mark of the beast? The true church won't. That will be demanded after we have gone. It's going to get close. It's getting very close right now. So that means the rapture must be quite soon, I think. Here's the famous picture of Big Brother, inspired by George Orwell's book 1984, about a future totalitarian state where everyone is watched. We're just about there. It's coming true today. Constant surveillance, being lied to, newspeak, words used to mean the opposite. That's what all most official pronouncements are, actually, newspeak. The Ministry of Truth tells lies. Doublethink. The inability to make distinctions and discern truth. Censorship, there's an awful lot of censorship. All big tech censors sites that it regards as against the coming reset and new world order. Revisionism of history. Did you know that the EU issued a history book, or tried to? Someone I knew very well, Ashley Moat, actually I believe stopped it. It was a rewrite of history for Europe, and it just omitted a few small things like World War I and II. They didn't exist in the... This was going into every school in Europe. No such thing as World War I and II. That's what the little kids are taught. And we're also brainwashed by government diktats. We should not be governed by diktat. None of this that is happening at the moment has gone through Parliament properly. We are watched and monitored in many ways. And your smartphone tells tales on you. Location tracking constantly sends data back to big tech companies such as Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google. They know where you are at all times. They can give that data to third-party organizations so they can target you with mobile ads. You are permitting them to track you through data sharing policies buried deep within pages and pages of privacy policies, etc. And these policies are paid after it. Most people don't read it. They just say, okay, yes, okay, you can do it. How many have ever read through the whole policy? Almost nobody. Even personal calls, emails, and texts can be tracked in order to prevent fraud and to rate the owner with a trust score. Every one of us has a social trust score. Privacy, personal privacy, left the building as soon as online privacy did. Alexa is listening to you, not in our house. We don't have any of this rubbish. For example, Security technologies include the Orwellian realized world of constant monitoring via cameras, microphones, and smart assistants such as Siri, Echo, and Google Home. They are always listening to you. For example, ever since 2014, when Amazon unveiled the Echo speaker featuring Alexa, its voice-activated virtual assistant software, they hired armies of low-paid Amazon employees to listen in and transcribe your conversations. This is happening now if you've got this in your home. Imagine all this info being in the hands of an evil world government coming soon to planet Earth. They gleaned very personal security information from it, and they said it was to make the product better, to improve its services. But what does that look like in the wrong hands? I think it's already in the wrong hands, actually. Mass information works. Ask Goebbels. Satan uses globalization by creating a shared culture and morality or immorality. This great reset of the global culture aims to bring a false sense of harmony and a unity of the nations, all under the control of Satan's new world order. The obedience of people in getting the vaccines shows that mass misinformation works. People mostly obey without question. If people are forced to have electronic vaccine passports, the way to global control is clear. Actually, fortunately, it's falling apart in places like Israel, where they're now admitting it doesn't work at all. So I thought, great. fewer and fewer people are going along with all this in Israel, by the way. After that, they say, oh, have the vaccine. OK, they have the vaccine, a lot of them. Have two. OK, we have two. After that, they start to think, three? Four? How many more? 54? In other words, they don't stop you getting any disease. They don't stop you passing it on. So they're utterly and completely useless. Furthermore, they're not vaccines in any way. Satan aims to be like the Most High. That's behind all of this. His goal and strategy is shown in the book of Isaiah. He said, modestly, I will ascend into heaven. I shall exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And ever since God's heavenly worship leader began to envy the praise and worship the Almighty received, he has sought to usurp God and sit on his throne. After his failed coup d'etat, he was cast down to the earth. If he couldn't rule the universe, then Satan would at least rule over the planet promised to God's children made in his image and destroy it for them. Here is Satan as featured on The Lucifer Show. He's getting a makeover, Satan, on various TV programs. This was on Netflix. Satan aims to corrupt humanity, bending mere mortals to serve him rather than their heavenly father, and so build his evil global empire upon their subjugated backs. What strategy does he employ? Well, it's again the same strategy in the Garden of Eden used there. Step number one, distraction. But the times of the Gentiles will end shortly with the second coming of the Lord in power and glory with his church and armies of heaven. Daniel 2 verses 44:7-9-13, 22-28, Revelation 19 verses 11-16. Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives, also bringing the faithful remnant of Jews from Edom. That's Isaiah 63, Revelation 19 verse 11, Zechariah 14 and so on. And I think this is, it's got to be over 7 years away, but hang on. The world population reduction planning continues. First, it was 2 weeks to stop COVID. Then it was the vaccine. In between was economic destruction. The COVID flu, type A and B, found in lungs, that has a 99.75% recovery rate, turned into a two-year ongoing nightmare. Thousands died, unnecessarily deprived of safe and cheap medications. According to Dr. Peter McCullough, these medications would have saved 85% of those patients with comorbidities. US statistics are frightening and much higher than reported. According to government statistics, that was back in August last year, from the jab, there had been not from the COVID, but from the jab, the so-called vaccines, they'd had 13,627 deaths and nearly 3 million adverse effects. And that's also 1,429 fetal deaths in pregnant women. And that's from official government website, VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Recording site. So, and it's very much underreported, so most people don't even report it. The clot shots are killing many. And Embalmer reveals the truth. Dr. Jane Ruby met this embalmer called Richard Hirschman, and he's finding veins filled with unnatural clots made of strange white fibrous materials in the vascular system. Lots of other people have found this too, by the way. Many victims reportedly died of heart attacks and strokes. Mr. Hirschman reports that when he tried to embalm these jabbed patients, he found these strange materials, and he also pulled them from the large blood vessels of the bodies. He also reported that he'd gone from seeing 50% of his embalmed cases with these types of blockages rise to almost 80%. So it's damaging a lot of people's health around the world. And this is someone who was a very famous footballer at one time, and he played for England and Southampton, Matthew Letizier. And he actually has made a film trying to expose all this. He said, in 17 years as a player, I've never seen anything like vaccinated sportsmen collapsing on the pitch with heart attacks and blood clot problems. He's made a film of some of them and is demanding an inquiry. He said, young men, young women in their 20s suddenly getting heart attacks and collapsing on, I mean, it's just absolutely unheard of. And there's something behind it, of course. Here are some pictures from Matthew's film. You can see on the right, just about, there's the fallen sportsman, just had a heart attack, blood clots. And he said, again, this is another one, this needs to be investigated. He said, this situation of collapsing athletes is highly unusual. And that is, it was unusual before the so-called vaccines were rolled out. Now it's common. Here's the collapsing sportsman on the left. The pictures were taken from a film which showed the whole thing. There's loads of pictures like this, by the way. Here's another casualty of the clot shots. There are many more. Never happened before in the history of athletes. You can't vaccinate your way out of a so-called pandemic. The World Health Authority and worldwide medical authorities said vaccines would prevent infection and stop the threat of the virus. At the same time, Pat got this from the UK government's official information site. They said the exact opposite. The vax would not stop you getting COVID. It would not stop you spreading it. So why would you get it? Safe and effective cures are ignored. And at the same time, they warn against early treatment with drugs like ivermectin, despite numerous studies proving they're both safe and effective. And the sooner they're administered, the better. Only then go to the hospital. I tried to tell our MP this, and he said, well, they're investigating ivermectin. They don't need to. It's been used around the world on animals and people for a long, long time with great good effects. The person who actually came up with it got the Nobel Prize for Medicine, so obviously it's unsafe. The things that are really unsafe are the vaccines. Idiotic medical advice that kills. Killer medical advice. As the public health authorities told COVID sufferers, wait at home until you have trouble breathing, then go to hospital. By that time, it's late. You're having trouble breathing, too late in many cases as the disease is so advanced. At last, more and more people are refusing brainwashing and dictatorial decrees. The truckers in Canada, despite being threatened with all kinds of things, arrest, jailing, fines of $100,000 and so on, they've had huge convoys to protest. In London, some of the ladies here from London have been protesting with others. Millions of people around the world are protesting. And of course, it's not reported on the Bias Broadcasting Organization or people like that. But you can find the information out if you go on different websites. But the big news media is all bought and paid for. All roads now lead to God, so the false religions say. And here's some of their joint document all about tolerance. I thought this was hilarious. They tolerate everything except biblical reality and truth. That's not tolerated because it's judgmental and also politically incorrect. So their God is a different sort of God to ours, of their own imaginations, of course. Will you believe in God and in the final meeting with him, which everyone will have, and his judgment on the basis of our religious and moral responsibility and through this document? Call upon ourselves, this is what they said, upon the leaders of the world as well as the architects of international policy and world economy to work strenuously to spread the culture of tolerance and of living together in peace. That means all religions merge together in a great big mushy ball of nonsense. Fake news is someone's opinion. And this was actually proven in a court case against Facebook recently, by the way. A small group of people decide what is truth and what is fiction. This was proven. This, they said, oh, it's a personal opinion. Well, their personal opinion is rubbish, mostly. This group isn't held accountable for its decisions. They get away with anything they like, hiding behind giant media and tech companies or corrupt third-party so-called fact-checkers. These mysterious people decide what you can see, what you can hear, and what you can say. This group not only controls the information you receive, but they ruin people's social status and careers through censorship, cancellation, and slander just by pressing a few buttons on a keyboard. This is the power of big tech. Some of the sites I go on are constantly taken offline, corrected, removed, comments are removed. Dr. Mercola, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they're really after him, by the way. They've financed all these evil people, about eight or different nine. As soon as you go onto the Robert F. Kennedy website, there's about eight other sites under these saying, it's all fake news. No, it isn't. They are the liars, actually. Big tech censorship is the greatest threat to freedom of speech in the history of the world. They'd like to stop me if they knew this was going on here. Fortunately, it's not being recorded. I would like it if it was. I didn't care, actually. I'm old enough not to bother, really. Bill Perkins of Compass is being blocked. Compass is worth looking at, by the way. I spoke with Bill in two conferences in America called Stealing the Mind. He's absolutely fine, a fine man, actually. This is what he wrote. He sent this to me. Dear Compass supporters, this makes me furious. I just received a notice that my Compass Facebook account is being restricted because they say I posted false information. Naturally, there's no way to appeal. What I posted was the fact that the COVID-19 vaccine is different, a new type of vaccine that changes a person's DNA. That's what makes us the people we are. By adding new DNA to our existing DNA. They said this was false information, but it's not false. Non-physician global leaders are foisting on the whole world a vaccine that is not a vaccine at all. They are restricting my post on a technicality, saying the COVID-19 vaccine is not changing our DNA because our DNA does not change. But the vaccine does add to our original DNA. That means it is changed. Can't be otherwise. So, coming to the rapture, which we're looking forward to, the rapture will be explained as alien abduction. Many people already accept that aliens must have created us. Obviously, if there's no God, some higher being must have come and, oh, it must have been a very intelligent alien. But who created him, I wonder? NASA has just appointed a Catholic priest to prepare the world religions to meet the aliens. You can hardly believe this. This was this week, by the way. They've recruited a British priest to prepare the religious for the discovery of alien life. A space agency's claim to be getting closer to discovering evidence that life exists outside of planet Earth, reports the Times. And he's actually a theology professor at Cambridge. Yeah. Our daughter actually, she got her master's degree in theology and oriental languages, so she probably knows him or knew of him. Hopefully she didn't get any teaching from him, or he might have introduced her to an alien. World religions welcome aliens. He's the Reverend Dr. Andrew Davison, a theology professor at the University of Cambridge, and he and 23 other theologians participated in a program sponsored by NASA, paid for by American government taxpayers, by the way, Space Agency, at their Center for Theological Inquiry at Princeton University. Why are space experts inquiring about theology? Very interesting. And they attempted to assess how major religions would react to news of alien life being found. Their appointment comes as their 10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day. This device, which features infrared capabilities, will study a wide array of scientific questions to help mankind better understand the origins of the universe and humans. Well, we could actually direct them to the very beginning of the Bible and they'll find out exactly how the universe began and people as well. Because there are billions of galaxies, non-believers in God assume that it is mathematically certain some must have evolved life. This is their picture of the galaxies. they said, oh, this is another thing. I've said this before, but I must repeat it because it's hilarious, I think, and sad and sick too. The UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, yes, we pay for it probably, they said they're hoping for a signal from ET. The first director was this Malaysian lady astrophysicist. She said the search for extraterrestrials sustains the hope that someday humankind will receive signals. When we do, we should have in place a coordinated response that takes into account all the sensitivities related to the subject. Under the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, which the UN office oversees, UN members agree to protect Earth against contamination by alien species by sterilising them. That's not really very tolerant and welcoming, is it? They might object to being sterilised on landing. Anyway, this lady is understood to have urged a more tolerant approach. That's kind of her. So, if you want to contact them with news of aliens, this is the address, and I'm not making this up, I promise you. It's in Vienna, the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs. I mean, you couldn't make it up, it's so ridiculous. It's like a, it's almost like a comedy tragedy, I don't know. Send us a message, they say. Well, greetings, Earthlings. Take me to your ambassador. Grown-ups are doing this, highly paid, intelligent grown-ups without wisdom. You can be intelligent and lack wisdom, you see. Myths are being accepted as facts. This is broadcast every night on some channels, this kind of thing. Chariots of the Gods. Was God an astronaut? A lot of young people believe all this, you see. This is the news that we're waiting for, what the world should be waiting for. We won't be here to read this story. Millions vanish worldwide. Alien abduction speculation as hysteria amounts, because they won't agree to accept our version of events. It's obviously got to be some alien intervention. It can't be anything to do with God, because there isn't one. Not one that we recognise anyway. We are not alone. That's certainly true. A majority believes that aliens exist. This is from a YouGov website. A survey was done. More than half the populations of this country, Germany and America believe there is non-human intelligent life in the universe. I don't find much here, actually. It's not a fringe belief to think this. It's the mainstream viewpoint. This is what a majority believes across the Western world. YouGov research reveals majorities believe there are living creatures who can communicate and do not come from Earth. These demonic visitations are often realistic and part of the New Age idea of many ways to God. The alien ideas are rewriting the past, bypassing God, and also attempting to rewrite ideas about the future. The saucer people will come to remove those standing in the way of Earth worship and to be re-educated on other planets. I was told all this when I went to work for them over 50 years ago. My New Age guru and leader, who said that I was his son in a previous incarnation, hired me to actually usher in the Age of Aquarius by this newspaper, which was going to actually introduce the New Age Messiah, the Christ consciousness, and that was the job I was given when I was 20 years old. I obviously failed. I just quit, actually. But I learned a lot. So let's look at the truth from Gary Bates, who I spoke with once at a conference, and he's really impressive. He's the chief executive of the American Office of Creation Ministries International, which I highly recommend. We've got links to it on our website. And this is what he said. These are the links between UFOs, evolution, and the stories of ancient aliens. He said many high-profile people, and I've also met sensible people who have had UFO experiences. I once belonged to the Surrey Investigation Group on Aerial Phenomena and spent a lot of my time chasing around after UFOs. And there were odd incidents that certainly did happen, and people did see things, by the way. Hypnotism is used to convince people they are being abducted, the close encounters of the fourth kind. When true Christians think they're being interfered with by aliens, they often call on the name of Jesus, and suddenly the beings vanish. He's found this by lots of research. Demonic entities and gullible propagandists are behind this tidal wave of interest in UFOs, and it can also bring fame and fortune if you write a best-selling book about it, you see. The truth about these so-called aliens, well, they are the fallen angels, and they've been causing havoc ever since they fell with Satan. They are at the root of many things that mystify us now. They and their offspring are the ancient aliens. And I actually met with people who were trying to contact them and seances and so on. And they don't give very good advice because this New Age outfit that I went to work for, boy, I saw a lot of things close up that would make your hair stand on end. They would have a seance to actually ask these entities what their next business move would be. The moves were usually a catastrophe, so they obviously got very poor advice. I wouldn't go to them. Aliens are here. And this is what Pat wrote. She said, this on her website, ancient aliens with their ugly faces, goggle eyes, and sometimes elongated skulls are infesting the airwaves lately. It's on the late night TV shows. And I'm going to tell the truth about them, who they are, where they came from, what they are doing here on Earth. They really are here. I wish they weren't, but they've been here a long time and they have a specific goal. From ET to Gaia, Earth worship and climate claptrap, end times deception has replaced biblical beliefs for many. Faith foundations are under attack. There's been a great falling away from the fundamental truths of Christianity. And the very word fundamental has acquired a bad reputation, when all it means, when applied to us, is that you believe the fundamental truths of the Bible. I am a fundamentalist. Many churchmen today deny the most foundational truth of our faith, the virgin birth, the atoning death and resurrection of our Lord. A counterfeit Christianity is much of the church in its grip today. We must be on our guard, be Bereans. Because Jesus was the creator. It wasn't created by, the world wasn't created by aliens. It was created by our Lord. He was there at the beginning. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. John 1 verse 3. Jesus, the last Adam, is a descendant of the first Adam, and this is vital for the atonement. The Bible stands or falls on this being fact. This explains the media onslaught on this truth. Now for the good news. At the very end, there's good news. We are living today on the verge of the climax of world history, the return to earth of our Lord, as predicted in the Bible. And at the end, the Lord wins. He comes back and destroys all his enemies by the brightness of his coming and the sword of the Spirit. The very words of his mouth defeat his foes. It's not a battle. It's not a battle of Armageddon. Then the 1,000-year reign begins, the true meaning of millennium. We reign with him. Meanwhile, we have a commission, the Great Commission, to tell the world about him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. And I pray, Lord, that this message can get out far and wide. It wasn't recorded, but we can actually get the truth out anyway. And I pray, Lord, that the world starts to wake up to what's really going on. It's hidden in plain view, and we can actually take the mask off it. Lord, we just commit this to you and thank you for today. Thank you for the people who are here to listen. In Jesus' name, amen.